Well, everything in the world is crazy currently. Ronj, we know that. It's a fast lane. Chris Ronji, Brad Thompson here with you.
The rest of the world is caught up with us.
You think so?
In craziness, yeah.
You think so? Well, at least there's a little bit of normalcy when it comes to the NFL, because the offseason has been wild so far. And we're going to head down to the Brown and Crouppen celebrity line here in just a second. We're going to catch up with the professor, John Clayton, when we get a hold of him. But look, first of all, there have just been so many moves. I mean, left and right, new landing spots, quarterback carousel, so many different things going on. And I'm looking forward to hearing what John's got to say about it.
I am too. And we are in a situation. We've decided that we are basically extending our Teach Us Anything Tuesday.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Teach Us Tuesday.
Sure. Yeah. Every day.
We're going to learn every day. And this is the professor. He does have information. He can teach us something. I'm looking forward to finding out how well he thinks Tom Brady is going to do in Tampa Bay, who's got a guaranteed contract now of 2 years, $50 million, $9 million in incentives. It's a pretty good chunk of money for him. It's not the biggest raise in the world. It's not the $30 million some people were talking about.
Yeah, but he gets to smile, too. That's part of it.
Exactly.
He's got smile incentives.
He gets to be in Florida. He gets to smile. Hopefully he gets to wear those orange uniforms.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that. That is a beautiful thing. All right, let's head now to the Brown and Crouppen celebrity line. We'll bring in the professor himself, John Clayton. John, how are you today, sir?
Oh, hanging in there, just like everybody else, trying to get through this bad, bad time.
Yeah, I tell you what, it's getting crazier all around the world, but you caught us up last week of what life is like in Seattle. How have things changed in the last week?
More closures. I mean, you're going through it with the restaurant closures and the business closures and all that stuff. And so you just don't know how long what businesses are going to stay open. I mean, Fred Meyer, I guess, nationally closed down yesterday, so that's not an option. But pretty much it's, nobody's on the streets. Nobody's out doing anything. It's just a matter of, like, okay, get some food, get some groceries, and get back home.
Well, and we did find out before we get into, well, I guess this is NFL adjacent. The XFL had already postponed its games for the remainder of the season. They were 5 weeks into a 10-week season, and now they have officially canceled their entire season, which means there are players in the XFL that are available to end up on NFL teams. Do you think there's a large pool or a significant-sized pool of players from the XFL that'll find their way into the league?
Yeah, I would think so. I'd have to think, because if you watch last year, and a lot of the players are from the AAF, so that there was like about a spike of about 36 to 40 players that ended up quickly getting deals done. Arizona and Seattle are looking at P.J. Walker. And so, no, I would have to think there's going to be a good influx coming up here now that they're good. Now, the only problem is, with the players not being allowed to fly to the facility and visit or anything like that, some of the players that might be in a position to ask for money like Walker and maybe the wide receiver, that might be a little bit slower. But, no, I think there's going to be a pretty good pace because, again, a lot of the guys that came out of the AAF went right into the NFL. And I think it's going to be the same thing for the XFL, if not better, because it's a better group.
Any Battle Hawks have a pretty good chance?
Oh, I would have to think so. I mean, again, because it was one of the top two teams in the XFL, and if that's going to be the case, one of the reasons is going to be they got better talent. So, no, I think they'll, I would have to think there's going to, I can't go off the top of my mind right now to think what players are going to go, but I have to think there's going to be at least four or five that'll end up on NFL rosters.
John, I want to start with the biggest name around the NFL because finally the landing spot has happened. It's official. It's Tom Brady. He goes to the Buccaneers. He gets a 2-year deal, $50 million guaranteed, $9 million in incentives. I'm interested overall, when you look at the Buccaneers now, and there's on the offensive side, I'd say there's more talent around him now than he had in New England. But what are the Buccaneers now?
I think a wild card team or a wild card candidate. Now, the only thing that would be going against them is the fact that the NFC is so loaded right now with, because what I counted up, even not counting Alex Smith and Cam Newton, 12 teams have quarterbacks that are starting that make over $20 million a year. Where you look over in the AFC and you only have maybe six, maybe seven that aren't on their rookie contracts. And so it's an older, better conference right now. And so the only thing that goes against them is, okay, you got New Orleans in that division. I think right now you make the argument that Tampa Bay and is battling Atlanta to be the second best team in that division. We'll see who ends up on top. But I think that they're in the wild card race. But when you go up and down the NFC, you know, you probably have two or three teams in each division that right now are good enough because they have good enough quarterbacks. Now Tampa has Tom Brady, the best wide receiver duo in football, and Mike Evans and Chris Godwin, a good tight end in O.J. Howard. And we'll see how they're going to be at running back. But I think overall, they're in really good shape to at least challenge now that they got Tom Brady.
How much does he have left in the tank? And does it matter as much because of those two receivers you talk about?
Yeah, I think he has enough because I think so much of last year. Now, again, is he the same quarterback as he was 3 years ago? No. But, I mean, you see the same thing in Drew Brees. I mean, Drew Brees gets into the second half of the season, and he struggles a little bit to get the ball downfield. But a lot of that has to do with who's getting the downfield as far as the wide receivers. Like, for example, you got Michael Thomas, and that's just about it at wide receiver. Now, they have Jared Cook, who's real good, but they don't have much else. And so, really, when you look at all the older quarterbacks, the quarterbacks that are, you know, except for Ben Roethlisberger, that are in the age group that's 38 to 42, they were deficient in the wide receivers or deficient in tight ends. And in the case of New England, it's both. Like, for example, think about this. Go back 2 years ago when Dak Prescott had trouble getting the ball downfield. Was it Dak Prescott or was it the wide receivers who couldn't separate from corners? It was the wide receivers who couldn't separate from corners. And so now you look at the, the receivers on the Patriots, who's separating from the corners? Who's going to be able to get downfield?
John, two big quarterback names that find themselves now without jobs, Cam Newton, Jameis Winston. Are you hearing any rumors with either one of these guys attached? I would assume the no physical thing has people a little scared of Cam Newton.
Yeah, but here's the interesting thing that, and somebody brought this up today, that Bill Belichick has always said good things about Cam Newton. And I knew their move away from Tom Brady in part was they wanted a quarterback who can run. So I wouldn't put it out of the question that that could be one of the guys that they're waiting for. I think certainly they can trade for Andy Dalton. You know, the guy that I have trouble figuring out where he's going to go is Jameis Winston. And that could be a team, you know, like New England. Right now, I mean, New England's pretty much in the driver's seat to pick up whatever quarterback they want if they want one, because they can go with their draft pick from last year's Stidham, or they can go a different direction. But I think, you know, they're sitting in the driver's seat. But again, what they don't have is Tom Brady.
So the Bears must think that Mitchell Trubisky sucks, huh?
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, you know, they're not going to admit it as much as the fans and you, me, everybody that watches it. But, you know, when you end up giving a fourth-round pick and picking up a $22 million contract, I think it says something. Now, the only question is going to be, you know, there's the possibility that there's not going to be any OTAs. There's not going to be maybe any mini camps. And so you got Nick Foles, who's had two or three coaches, including Matt Nagy, work with him, you know, heading to training camp, and is a short training camp going to be quick enough time to pick up the offense and do things? So most likely they'll go into the season with Mitch, and then at some point Nick Foles will take over.
John, are the Rams rebuilding? And if they're not, how would you characterize what they're doing?
I mean, right now what they're doing is it looks like they've just, you know, they've capped out. And you see some of the same thing with Minnesota. You see some of the same thing with Jacksonville. It's like they lost their run because, you know, they put the $14.5 million into Todd Gurley and they cut him. They've now not been able to keep seven guys on defense that are key guys. And so you look, it's like, what's their future? Well, you figure, okay, let's rebuild through the draft. Oh, sorry about that. With the draft choice moves and their all-in moves, they're down to 10 draft choices over the next 2 years, including no first-round picks. So it's going to be a tough, tough thing for them to try to rebuild. So I think right now their run's over.
What do you think happens with Cam Newton? And I know everybody's concerned about how healthy he is right now.
Yeah, and that's the thing that's going to hold things up, because I don't know how long they can keep him under the cap, because right now they have $34 million of cap room tied up in the quarterback position, and that's not optimum. And, of course, Carolina's in a rebuilding process too, so because they've let about seven guys go, either cut or let go in free agency. So, you know, they can hold on to him. But, you know, at the moment, it's tough. He still needs another month to be able to figure out where he is on the Liz Frank recovery. And because of that, a team that's going to get him either in a trade, but most likely if he gets cut or signs him, wants a workout. Well, right now, you can't get the workout.
John, I know that it's a crazy time right now, but hearing your voice talking about football makes things feel a little bit more normal. We really appreciate the time. We wish you and your family all the best, and we'll catch up next week.
Great. And right now we're over 90 guys that have moved to different teams. Ooh. Which is just absolutely an incredible pace.
Going to need name tags everywhere. John, you're the best, man. Thank you so much.
Okay, thanks.
All right, that is the professor, John Clayton, catching us up on all things NFL. All right, coming up next. What?
Well, real quick, there is a little bit of news. We knew that there was going to be a press conference from the governor of Illinois.
No, I wish I could do sign language.
Yeah, for our folks who live on the Illinois side.
That's me.
That's you. Family's all there. Yeah. And it's not a whole lot different than what's going on anyway, but the governor announcing a stay-at-home order for the entire state, which will start tomorrow at 5 o'clock, and it goes all the way through April 7th. And I believe the things that stay open are a lot of the things that are open now. Stores, grocery stores. You've got restaurants are allowed to do carry-out, take-out, delivery, that kind of thing. Gas, banks, and the essential stuff will still be open, but otherwise he is ordering everybody to stay at home in the state of Illinois. And you have to wonder if Missouri is going to do something similar. They've been slow on a lot of stuff, a lot of decisions. So
is that high school basketball game tonight?
Believe it or not, BT, they did actually cancel them.
That's good.
Yeah, they finally got around to it. But we'll find out if it happens here in Missouri. It has happened in Illinois for our residents over there.
If you got any questions about that or anything in general, now would be the time to get them into the Air Comfort Service text line 65780. The Sports Six Pack is next.